Yoel Dalad, Pussy Yud Base. Get ready for Gog and Magog. It's not going to go the way you want it to, nations of the world. Ye Oru Vi Ya'alu Hagoyim. So, wake up. The nations are going to be aroused from their slumber. They'll go up. El Emek Yehoshapha, to the valley of Yehoshapha. Now, valley is low, but in this case, you're going up to Eretz Yisrael, going up to the rim around the valley, the site of the battle. Kisham Eshev L'shpot Eskol HaGoyim Misaviv, because that's where I am sitting. I'm waiting for them to judge all of the nations from all around. The harm they inflicted on Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael. Imagine that great day when Hamas and the Houthi and Qatar and Iran and all of these countries have to answer for what they've done. And that's just over the last 2 years. Yudgimel Shilchu Magol, stretch out a sickle. Oh, it's reaping time. Draw your swords, says Rashi. Those of you who I am calling to destroy the nations, ki voshal kotzir. The harvest is ripe. Time to scythe it. Bo redu ki mol ogas. Come and press, the wine press is full. Come down to the wine press and start stomping. Heshiku hayikavim. The vats roar. Ki raba ra'asam, because their evil is great. Their measure of iniquity is completely full. Their guilt is overflowing. So it's interesting that the metaphor used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what's going to happen to the nations are metaphors of growth, metaphors of agriculture, metaphors of plenty. The metaphors used by them are turning agricultural implements into swords. So you get your bombs ready. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting the sickle and the scythe ready. Yadalad hamonim hamonim. Multitudes upon multitudes ve'emek hecharutz. In the valley of decision. Interesting. Or the valley of the relentless. Or the valley of judgment. So that word charutz, it can also mean a ditch that you dig in the ground, which would be more agricultural metaphor. Ki karov yom Hashem be'emek hecharutz, because the day of God is near in the valley of the relentless, of judgment, of decision. All of the above are happening in this valley. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been biding his time. Tesvav shemesh v'yoreach kadaru. The sun and the moon have gone dark. Kadaru, like a pot, like the blackness of a pot. We've had that metaphor before. V'chochadim asfu nagham. And the stars have withdrawn their shining. Nothing is gleaming. Everything is dark. It's a dark day. And Tezayin, v'Hashem mitzion yishag. Hashem is going to roar out, yishag, more like a lion's roar from Tzion. Rashi says because of what they did to Tzion. And Yerushalayim yitein kolo. And his voice he will give forth from Yerushalayim. V'rashu shamayim v'aretz. Heaven and earth shall quake. Hashem machaseh le'amo. Hashem is a shelter, mechaseh, cover for his people. Uma'oz livnei Yisrael, and a fortress, a stronghold. Ma'oz tzur, for the children of Yisrael. Oh boy, big times are coming. Radak says the Shekhinah is in Yerushalayim. And that's where the quaking and the shaking is coming from. And also there's going to be an earthquake in Eretz Yisrael connecting to Yechezkel and Zechariah. And we're moving quick. Let's see if we can wrap it up. Vidatem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. And you will know, I, the Lord your God, Shochein B'tzion, Har Kodshi, I dwell in Yerushalayim, in Sion, my holy mountain. V'yisar Yerushalayim Kodesh, and Yerushalayim will be Kodesh. V'zarim lo yavru va'od. Strangers will no longer pass through there. It's going to be hallowed. It's going to be like the Beis HaMikdash. Unconsecrated people will never set foot there again in Yerushalayim. Who needs tourists? Yilches v'hoya b'yom ahu yitfu ha'harim osis. It will come to pass that day the mountains will drip with wine. V'agavos te'lachna chalav. The hills will flow with milk. V'chalafike Yehuda yelchu mayim. Well, the springs of Yehuda will flow with water. This idea of an overflowing bounty of liquid in the Middle East in an arid region. Bracha beyond counting. U'mayon mibes Hashem yeitze. A spring will emanate from the house of God. V'hishka es nachal hashitim. And will water the valley of Shittim. Atoning for Rashi says, the sin of Baal Peor way back in the days of Balak and Bilam, worshipping Baal Peor. But now the waters of Shittim will be renewed. At that time, Bamidbar Rabba says that drinking the waters of Shittim got them aroused to perversity and to do terrible misdeeds. But now it's going to be cleansed. Yotes Mitzrayim Lishma Mosihiya. Egypt! Oh, you thought you were going to get away with it, Anwar Sadat? Egypt will become desolate. Ve'edom Lemidbar Shemama Tihiya. And Edom will be a desert waste. All of these nations, which were so eager to persecute the Jews over the millennia, Mechamas B'nei Yehuda, because of the Hamas done to the children of Yehuda. Hamas is violence. The terrible violence they did with Hamas. Halavai, this pasuk should come true in our days. Asher shafchu dam naki ve'artzam. They shed innocent blood in their land. In their own land, in the Jews' own land, they were massacred and murdered by these foreigners, by these enemies of the Jews, by B'nai Yishmael and B'nai Esav. The time will come. Chaf Yehuda la'olam teshev, Yehuda will remain forever. Yerushalayim l'dor v'dor, and Jerusalem throughout all of the generations. While Edom and Mitzrayim are becoming desolate and empty and completely wrecked, Yehuda and Yerushalayim will last forever. And finally, Chafala v'nikesi damam lo nikesi. Now should I cleanse? Their blood I will not cleanse. Now even though I have left much unavenged, I will not leave your blood unavenged. Hashem shochein b'tzion. And Hashem dwells, is enthroned in Sion. So all of the evils that the other nations have done, they're not going to get cleansing for the blood of the children of the Jewish people. For that, they have to pay. Yehuda will remain forever. Hashem will dwell in Sion forever. The Shechina will forever abide in Sion and Yerushalayim. And so, the idea, Hashem Shochein B'Tzion, is not that far away from how Yechezkel concluded his Sefer, that Hashem Shama, the Hashem is there. The Lord is there in Sion. V'sham heir miyom Hashem Shama. So, halavai, that we should get to see this time. Next, we go to the Nebuah of a shepherd by the name of Amos, and we will see what he has to say in our third Sefer of Treyasar.